Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you caught up with all the news you should know about. Today, the Lackawanna County Commissioners finally vote on how to handle requests from Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And this Autism Acceptance Month, learn more about support for people on the spectrum in NEPA. It's Thursday, April 16th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start with some news from Wilkes-Barre. Police say a Wilkes-Barre woman helped a shooting suspect flee the area on Tuesday and misled investigators on his whereabouts. WVIA's Roger Dupuy has the story.
Tierra Gilliam of South River Street faces a felony charge of hindering apprehension or prosecution. Police were searching for Jason Dates of Nanticoke, who is accused of shooting his ex-girlfriend in the leg Tuesday morning in Hanover Township. Police say Gilliam told negotiators that Dates got out of her car on Old River Road, where police surrounded a home, believing Dates was inside. He wasn't. Police say Dates was in a car being driven by Gilliam toward Philadelphia. Police located Gilliam Tuesday night in Wilkes-Barre, where they say she admitted driving Dates to Philly. Dates was still wanted as of Wednesday afternoon. Roger Dupuy, WVIA News.
Thanks, Roger. Find more of that story at WVIA.org. And in Lackawanna County, commissioners finally settled on a policy regulating the way county employees can interact with federal immigration agents on Wednesday. The policy wasn't exactly what Commissioner Bill Gaughan advocated for when he brought up the issue 2 months ago, but Gaughan said he voted yes because it's better than nothing. The policy basically requires employees to gather information when an ICE agent asks for cooperation, then kick the matter up to a supervisor or the county solicitor. It also says the county won't sign agreements to cooperate with ICE. Fellow Democratic Commissioner Tom Welby also voted yes. Commissioner Chris Chermak voted no, saying he fears it will make the county a sanctuary for illegal immigrants. Welby said that won't happen. Find more on this from WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
You know WVIA as your arts, news, and information station. It's time to add local sports to the list. Get ready for Sports Voices, a new feature where we partner with Fox 56 TV sports director Bob Ide to discuss the latest local sports news from around Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. We'll look ahead to the week's key games in high school sports, collegiate athletics, and more. Tune in to WVIA-FM at 7:51 and 9:51 a.m. every Friday morning.
Welcome back. So, it's definitely feeling a bit more like spring this week, but it was a very cold winter. Pennsylvanians behind on their winter heating bills have another month now to apply for help. As Sophia Schmidt reports for WVIA, the state extended its heating assistance program through early May.
The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, helps families pay their winter heating bills, reverse shutoffs, or fix broken heaters. Hundreds of thousands of households in Pennsylvania rely on it each year. The state's moratorium on utility shutoffs for low-income customers during the winter ended March 31st. The LIHEAP extension gives families another month to access aid. Grants of up to $1,000 are available. Families of four with an income of less than about $50,000 or individuals making less than about $24,000 qualify. The state has an online application, or residents can visit their county assistance office. The new deadline is May 8th.
That was Sophia Schmidt reporting. Now, our last story for today is one you heard a bit of earlier in the week. April is Autism Acceptance Month. This month's episode of Keystone Edition focuses on the ways the community supports and uplifts those with autism. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports.
Autism spectrum disorder is a neurological and developmental disorder. It affects how people communicate, learn, and behave. Ruby Moyer Salazar is a clinical social worker from Clark Summit. She treats children, and she says children, neurodivergent or not, have higher success rates when they feel supported by their families.
I think that autism's a dirty word. If they get the diagnosis, they're scared to death. They don't understand or really know what it means, and they think it's sort of a sentence for life. That's the joy of my work, is that I get to help them understand not so. From yesterday to today, from no diagnosis to diagnosis, guess what? It's the same child.
The Autism Society of Northeastern Pennsylvania has a virtual hub of resources. Anne Gillerlane is the Society's board president.
Being inclusive helps everybody. It's not just helping the person who has the disability. All of those strategies, all of those practices support all people at all times. And that's what makes us a rich community to live in.
Autism Acceptance Month used to be called Autism Awareness Month. The name was changed in 2021, says Kristen Hoffman. She works with the Autism Society, too.
What the community and the world needs is just exposure. In the past, people with autism were sort of hidden. They really weren't there. And now we see them, right? There's TV shows, Love on the Spectrum, right? They're there. People are watching. People are gaining that understanding. And I think that's what we're trying to do.
The number of children diagnosed with autism has significantly risen in the past 20 years. But that's due to increased awareness and research. The Scranton School District is accommodating this growth with a dedicated autism center. It's for students in kindergarten through second grade, and it's scheduled to open this fall. Aaron Keating is the district superintendent.
I know I have these children coming toward me, and I know in my current buildings, I don't have the space to meet their needs. So this is going to be a challenging project, but one that's necessary because these are my students and I need to make sure we get them what they need.
And in Luzerne County, businesses like Coffee Inclusive provide job training for those with intellectual disabilities. Anthony Melf is the director of operations.
And people of all abilities, including intellectual developmental disabilities, such as autism, Down syndrome, have so much to offer. And just like any person, have a desire to contribute meaningfully to their community. Specifically when we talk about work, people find value and meaning in their work, right? They also earn income and they are able to sustain their lives, which promotes independence.
DJ Jones has been working at the coffee shop for about 3 years.
This is a very, very nice community, and we help people that have disabilities. So if anybody has like an issue or a problem doing something, we always help them out the best we can. They can learn a lot of new things here when they work here.
Lehigh Valley Health Network, part of Jefferson Health, announced this month that the Blue Envelope program has expanded to all police departments in Luzerne County. The program gives drivers with autism blue envelopes that identify them as being on the autism spectrum to promote safe encounters with law enforcement. For WVIA News, I'm Lydia McFarlane.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org, including this month's episode of Keystone Edition. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. One more show this week, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.